This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Dan Curry joins me to talk about his weird trip to Bonnaroo.
I'm laying there. I'm just about to fall asleep. One runs me over.
What?
So she gets out. She's like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I think I'm fine. And she was like, oh, thank God. Second time today. First year I went to Bonnaroo, 2010.
2010 Bonnaroo.
Yeah, it was 11 was the anniversary, so it was like the year before the anniversary. But I went, and I went with my friend Jackie. Like, we kind of decided, like, hey, let's go to Bonnaroo. And, like, I don't know how it
works. Very spur of the moment kind of thing. You didn't
kind
really plan
of,
on it.
We talked to our friends like a while ago, like a couple of weeks before, and you know, there's always that. Yeah, let's go. Let's all go. We're all going to do it.
And you all get hyped up.
And then it's just like, by the time it came, like, everyone dropped out. So it kind of was this thing where we're like, ugh, I don't know. Maybe we're going to guess we're not going. So one day I'm just hanging out with my friend, and we're just kind of hanging out in her room one night. And then we're like, let's just go. Like, you and me. Like, why? Who gives a shit about all these other people? Like, we'll buy our ticket. If anyone else gets it together and comes.
Yeah, if they can go, then we'll all go together.
Let's go. So it just ended up being me and her. And we went, and I can't remember. It was like the second night. We're going to go to Base Nectar, I think, is who we were seeing. And she decided she's going to try Molly. So like, this is 2010, so it's like it's kind of coming
up. Yeah, it was a little newer then.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Not as common as it is now.
Yeah, so she goes, and she buys it from this Asian girl, which is like everybody who sells Molly. It's like all these tiny Asians. But so she gets this Molly, and she takes it, and she's never done it before. And so we go to the concert, and I've just been smoking weed all day.
Yeah, and you didn't do the mom.
No,
you didn't do it. You were like,
I have no desire.
I don't want to say babysitter, but
you
were kind of like, okay, you do it, and I'll make sure you don't die.
Yeah, basically.
That's pretty much your negotiation.
And I don't have any desire to do Molly or coke.
Anything extreme.
Weed. I don't judge anybody that's doing.
Right.
Like,
you just don't want to be there.
I don't want to do anything that's like a hype up kind of thing. Like, I've done psychedelics and stuff like that, but I never want to do like anything that makes me feel like it conflicts with my body,
especially
like,
that atmosphere at Bonnaroo.
Right. Like, I don't even like drinking a lot of coffee, so I like, no, I don't want to do
I don't do that anything. Coffee, man.
Yeah, it's for you guys.
Yeah,
so we go to the concert, and we're hanging out there, and she's really short, so like, she's just like sitting down there, and I look down, she's just like pouring sweat. Like, everyone around
and this
us,
is way after she took it.
Yeah, because like, first off, it's one of the hottest years on record was the first year we went. We barely talked to each other because it was so hot.
Yeah,
and then she's short, so like, she's getting no airflow. You know what I mean? She's probably like five, something like that at the most. And she's just standing, like, she's not. So I was just like, hey, are you okay? And she looks up. She's like, I think I'm on crack.
What?
So I'm like, oh, geez. All right. So,
this is a problem.
But she's never done it before. So we joke about the fact that she thinks she might have done crack.
Because you don't know what really you did.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It could have been crack. Still now, it might have
been
crack.
Anything, really.
Yeah. So she's like, can we go? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So we go, and I'm just tired. I've been drinking and smoking weed like all day. Yeah. So there's a bunch of shops when you go to Bonnaroo, you know, the tents, like,
right,
people sell
little vendors and stuff.
Right. People sell, like, there's like glass blowing, and there's people selling paintings or shirts or hemp necklaces or purses. So there's all these. And so we decided, like, hey, off to the side, because like, there's like traffic, but like, a bunch of people are kind of laying and sitting to the side of one of these. It's like a pretty nice, safe place to sit. So we're sitting there, and I'm just getting real tired. She's just sitting. She's like, I just need to sit down. So she's sitting cross-legged. My head is like on her leg, and there's golf carts that kind of drive by all the time, and they bring, you know, Gatorade to the bands, or they're, you know, helping people out medically or whatever. So I'm laying there, I'm just about to fall asleep, and one runs me over.
What? Like, just your body, your whole body?
My whole body. It hit, well, it came at an angle, because I was like laying down. And like, she was laying, you know, I was sitting
It just
on her.
Ran you over.
It came, it hit me on my right hip.
Oh my God.
And rolled up, like the tire did, rolled up and went over my shoulder.
Damn.
So like, it didn't go like over me completely, but it kind of just did like a little C shape from my hip to my shoulder.
Damn.
The same side.
And you were like half asleep too. So you
My God. So I jumped up and I screamed, like, because I was freaked out. It was scarier more than it hurt.
Yeah.
I did have a big bruise on my hip, because it kind of hit my hip bone real hard. and I had a big, I was just wearing a plain white t-shirt, and I had a big tire track that just went over.
And is this girl still, like, losing her mind on Molly?
Yeah. So I jump up, and I scream. She says, like, she's like, that was, will be in my head forever.
Right.
Which is
just
how
that
you
noise
screamed.
You made.
Yeah. So everyone, like, is surrounding me, like, oh my God, are you okay? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And now you're the guy that you're the crazy guy.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And you're not even on.
And everyone's like,
super,
oh my God,
drugs.
Are you okay? Yeah, exactly. Like, are you okay? Are you all right? And like, I think I'm fine. I think I'm okay. And what had happened was whoever was the girl who was driving the car, she had put something on the gas pedal, or there's like levers, something like that. And she wasn't even in the cart.
Oh shit.
So it was empty.
She
completely.
You got run over by a driverless golf cart.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
my
it
God.
Just rolled and hit me. And I'm like, holy crap. And like, then my friend is just sitting on the ground because people just kind of saw the cart coming, hit that area. Yeah. No one really knows.
Everyone's like, holy shit, the golf cart's about to hit that guy.
yeah, totally.
Nobody was like, hey man.
Yeah. Right,
everyone's
look
like,
out.
I kind of want to see this happen.
So then they all go to her because she's just sitting on the ground, like wide eyed.
And she's like,
she's free. Like, she's just like,
and she's still shocked from your scream.
Right. Yeah. So then they're like, are you okay? Are you okay? She's like, yeah. And they like had to help her up. Mm-hmm. And like, she was just like in shock. And this girl comes up and she's totally like, oh yeah, you're Bonnaroo, festival. She probably goes to every festival, all these dreads, piercings, everything.
She's just totally hippie looking.
Yeah. She comes up and she was the one in charge. She wasn't driving the car. Obviously,
yeah,
she
was supposed to be.
She was supposed
to
be.
She's the one that fucked up.
Yeah. Maybe she bailed. I don't know.
Yeah. She's like, oh shit.
Yeah. I'm going to hit that dude.
It's easier to say nobody was driving it than to say I was the, I wasn't in there. It wasn't me.
So she gets out. She's like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I think I'm fine. Like, I'm okay. You know, like, man, I just have like a bruise, but like nothing really hurts too bad or anything. And she was like, oh, thank God. Second time today.
What? This happened twice.
So the same day, she did that twice two people.
Okay. Now, did she explain the other incident?
No. Because
I'm wondering if like she bailed both times.
Yeah,
you
know? I
like,
don't know. But
like, how do you suck that bad at driving a golf cart?
Second time today. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, what? And I was like, why? Did you just hear her say second time today?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, yeah, I wasn't sure if she said that or not. And so we were just like cracking up over that idea. So the next day I'm getting water from one of the big water filling stations. There's a dude in behind me and he's like, guys, you will not believe like the craziest thing happened to me yesterday. Like talking to like a bunch of like his neighbors or something. Like it's morning, you're kind of getting together.
You're in your tent and you can hear everybody around you talking.
I'm getting the water.
Okay, so
but it's like early morning. Like we're obviously like all gonna get water. Mm. Craziest thing happened to me yesterday. He's like, I'm laying down in the grass. This bitch hits me with this golf cart, and I turned around and I'm like, you're the other dude. And I like explained it to him.
That's so awesome.
It was crazy. It was so funny.
You guys had like this awesome moment of like.
Right. Like you too?
You
were the guy. Like what are the chances? Like there's like 10,000 people. Dude. What are the chances that that girl hit two people?
Right.
And then
First of all,
run into them.
And then you bump into that guy the next morning getting
he's
water.
Like, yeah. He's like telling his neighbors.
He's just like, dude, it was so crazy. And you're like, me too. And he's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Way.
You're
like,
lying.
You know, you're just saying that.
I wish I would have kept the shirt. That was like, that's my biggest regret.
You should frame it.
Right. Yeah. Cause it had a big, perfect tire track. But yeah. It was pretty fucking crazy.
That is hilarious.
That was probably like the biggest thing that I was like, what the hell happened?
It's so weird.
Yeah. It was fun.
It happened twice and you bump into the same guy. Like you guys totally like were meant to be buddies.
That's all for this week. If you enjoyed Dan, make sure you follow him on Twitter at TheDanCurry, CURRIE. And you can also follow me on Twitter at NateComedy or at OneCrazyStory. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.